Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹平安。
Today's passage is taken from Esther chapter 4. I'll read in English and you can see the PowerPoint in Chinese. Esther chapter 4. When Mordecai learned all that had been done, he tore his clothes, put on sackcloth and ashes, and went out into the city, wailing loudly and bitterly. But he went only as far as the king's gate, because no one clothed in sackcloth was allowed to enter it. In every province to which the edict and the order of the king came, there was great mourning among the Jews, with fasting, weeping, and wailing. Many lay in sackcloth and ashes. When Esther's maids and eunuch came and told him about Mordecai, she was in great distress. She sent clothes for him to put on instead of his sackcloth, but he would not accept them. Then Esther summoned Hatak, one of the king's eunuchs assigned to attend her, and ordered him to find out what was troubling Mordecai and why. So Hatak went to Mordecai in the open square of the city in front of the king's gate. Mordecai told him everything that happened to him, including the exact amount of money Haman had promised to pay into the royal treasury for the destructions of the Jews. He also gave him a copy of the text of the edict for their annihilation, which had been published in Susa, to show to Esther and explain it to her. And he told her to urge her to go to the king's presence to beg for mercy and to plead with him for her people. Hatak went back and reported to Esther what Mordecai had said. Then she instructed him to say to Mordecai, "All the king's officials and the people of the royal provinces know that for any man or woman who approaches the king in the inner court without being summoned, the king has but one law, that he be put to death. The only exception to this is for the king to extend the golden scepter to him and spare his life. But 30 days has passed since I was called to go to the king." Then Esther's words were reported to Mordecai. He sent back this answer: "Do not think that because you are in the king's gate, you alone of all the Jews will escape. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place. But you and your father's family will perish. And who knows that you have come to the royal position for such a time as this?" Then Esther sent this reply to Mordecai: "Go, gather together all the Jews who are in Susa and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my maids will fast as you do. When this is done, I will go to the king, even though it is against the law. And if I perish, I perish." So Mordecai went away and carried out all of Esther's instructions. Now, in last year's youth camp, we reflected on the meaning of life.
去年的青少营少年营中，我们思考了生命的意义。
Every small group was given a quote.
每个小组都分了一则名言。
For one of the groups, I chose a quote from Martin Luther King, a famous civil rights activist.
我为其中一组选了著名的民权运动领袖家马丁路德的名言。
Now, he said that the ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy.
一个人的终极衡量不在于他所曾拥有的片刻安逸，而在于他处于挑战与争议的时代。
Now, this is one way to look at life.
这是对生命的一种观念。
To Martin Luther King, during the good times where it's easy and simple, your choices don't really reveal much about yourself.
对马丁路德而言，在安逸中做的选择不能显露些什么。
Life is defined by where you stand during challenge and controversy.
生命的定义在于挑战与争议中的立场。
And it is your decisions during these crucial moments that demonstrate who you really are.
关键的时刻所做的抉择才能显现出真正的你。
Of course, however, there are many other ways to look at life as well.
然而有许多对生命的其他看法。
There may be times where we choose to go with the flow.
可能有时我们会随波逐流。
Now the phrase to go with the flow is derived from a natural phenomenon whereby running water always chooses the path of least resistance.
这句话的来源是取于自然现象，水总是选择最省力的途径。
Some might say that, hey, this might be the way to approach life.
有些人认为这是个更好的方法来对待生命。
Some will say, no, we should adapt to nature.
我们必须适应自然。
Nature cannot change for us.
自然不可能为我们改变。
Now, if you try to fight the natural forces, they will overcome you.
如果你设法与自然力量争斗，它必克服你。
Now, for these people, life is defined by conforming to the natural flow of things.
对于这些人，生活就是随着自然流程。
Life cannot be manipulated.
生命不能被操纵。
Life cannot be forced.
也不可能被迫。
Now, if you can see the true nature of things, you know, then you will see that actually there's no such thing as good times or bad times.
如果你能探出事情的本质，则没有好或不好的时刻。
Life will just mean flowing along with the times, whatever it is.
无论在什么处境中，生命继续流动。
Now, a Taoist story tells of this old man.
道家有一个故事，说到一位老者。
And he accidentally fall into the river rapids that led eventually to a high and dangerous waterfall.
他不小心掉入河中，奔流的河水将他带到一座高高的危险的瀑布。
And onlookers feared for his life.
目击者为他捏了一把汗。
Miraculously, he came out alive and, you know, unharmed.
然而奇迹般的，他安然无恙的从瀑布的下流 ，sorry。
Downstream from the bottom of the falls, he was unharmed and well.
他安然无恙地从瀑布的下游走出。
People asked him how he managed to survive.
啊，面对人们的不解。
Then he said, "I accommodate myself to the water, and not the water to me."
他婉而道，我随着水而动，而不是反之。
And without thinking, I allowed myself to be shaped by the water.
我任自己被水塑造。
Plunging into the swirl, I came out of the swirl.
即陷于漩涡，便出于漩涡。
And this is how I survived.
我就是这样活下来的。
Now, such a philosophy to life is known as 无为, one of the very central tenets of Taoism.
这样的生命哲学被称无为，是道教中的中心信条之一。
Now, the literal meaning of 无为, it means without action, 无为。
无为的直译是没有动作。
So it is also phrased sometimes as 为无为，
也称为无为。
Now 为无为 为 means that you know is you are doing no action, all right, or effortless doing.
没有动作的行动或不费力的动作。
Now it actually just means that your actions, what you do, the decisions you make are so in perfect accord with the nature of things that you do not have to intentionally do anything.
你的行动与事情的本质合一，导致于你不需要刻意去做什么。
You also become totally selfless and egoless, you know, because you now just become part of nature itself.
你变得完全无私和失去自我，因为你成了自然的一部分。
And as one diminishes doing, and doing here means intentionally taking actions to benefit oneself or actions taken to change the world from its natural state.
当一个人减少为，指的是那些刻意采取对他们有益或改变事情原来状态的行动。
And when one diminishes doing, one diminishes all the actions that is committed against the Tao. The Tao meaning the already present harmonious state.
他就会减少犯道和犯自然协调的作为。
Now I wonder to myself, how does this philosophy of 无为 compare with Christian thought?
我自问这无为的哲学和基督想法如何相比。
Now in today's passage, I deduce that Christianity is about 为 and not 无为。
从今天的经文中，我推论基督教是为而不是无为。
It is action and not without action.
是行动而不是没有行动。
The difference between these two is not a matter of right and wrong, but it's a difference, it's a matter of life and death.
其中的区别不仅在于对或错，而是牵涉到生与死。
Now the philosophy of 无为 explains to us the art of survival.
无为解释了生存之道。
How do you want to survive? The old man in the rapids enlightens to us that going with the flow is how he survived.
老人靠着随波逐流而活过来。
So I cannot deny that personal survival is very important.
所以我不否认个人生存是很重要的。
But yet Esther ends today's passage with these very haunting words.
但以斯帖最终说
If I perish, I perish.
我若是死，就死吧。
And another translation puts it even more plainly, if I must die, I must die.
如果我是要死，我就是要死。
To Esther, personal survival counts very little in light of what is greater responsibility.
对以斯帖而言，个人生存不胜于眼前更重大的责任。
At this juncture of challenge and controversy, she has chosen to stand with her fellow Jews.
在受挑战和争议的关键时刻，她选择站在犹大人那边。
In the eyes of Martin Luther King, this is her defining moment.
正如马丁·路德所说，这是定义她的片刻。
This is the real Esther.
这是真正的以斯帖。
By going against the flow and disregarding the danger of death, we see here very clearly that the philosophy of Esther is Wei and not Wu Wei.
逆流而行，不顾死亡的危险，以斯帖的哲学是Wei而不是不Wei。
The action of Esther here is making her stand that it is very deliberate and is also very forceful.
以斯帖的这个举动是参酌和强有力的。
Allow me to show you how the narrator brings us to this climax in today's passage.
让我解说作者如何把我们带入这段经文中的高潮。
Now, after finding out about the edict to destroy the Jews, Mordecai went looking for Esther.
当莫迪改得知关于消灭犹大人的法令后，他就去找以斯帖。
He had to stop at the king's gate because he was dressed in sackcloth.
因为他身穿麻衣，所以必须停留在御门前。
Oh, God forbid that the royalties in the palace should ever have to, you know, in their pretty attires and lengthy banquets. God forbid that they should ever have to see a sad face.
不能让穿着俏丽的服装、摆设隆重宴席的皇族在宫殿中看见一张哀伤的面孔。
When Esther sent clothes for him to change so that he might come in, he refused.
可是当以斯帖送上衣裳让他换。以便他能进来，他却拒绝了。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because the period of mourning is not yet over for Mordecai.
因为哀悼的期间未结束。
Communicating via her attendant, Mordecai then told Esther about the edict.
通过以斯帖的侍者莫迪改向他传达关于法令的事。
But more importantly, he also revealed to her.Insider in knowledge about Haman's plot.
但是最重要的是，他揭穿了哈曼的阴谋。
Now we see here that this is not just an ignorant or ill-conceived public policy from the Persian Empire.
这不是一项构想拙劣、欠考虑的公共政策。
What is underlying all this is dirty scheming politics.
而是阴险的政治游戏。
Mordecai then gave his instructions.
过后他给以斯帖指示
and his instructions for her was to go to the king to beg for mercy
就是要他在王面前恳求
now this, at this moment we see here the way that the narrator describes Mordecai's tone towards Esther and so on he has actually cleverly reminded us that Esther has been obedient to Mordecai all this while
作者借着莫迪改的口气聪明地提醒了我们以斯帖一向很顺从莫迪改
and it allows us to recall chapter 2 verse 20 when the verse states that Esther has kept secret her family background and nationality just as Mordecai has told her to do so
以斯帖书第二章二十节说到以斯帖照着莫迪改所嘱咐的还没有将籍贯宗族告诉人
For she continued to follow Mordecai's instruction just as she had done when he was bringing her up
因为以斯帖遵莫迪改的命如抚养他的时候一样
Now in recalling this verse it is very important because it also reminds us that Esther's Jewish race it is still a secret
这节经文提醒我们以斯帖是犹大人的事实仍然是秘密
Now the two choices of Esther they have been brought to the table
如今以斯帖有两个选择
Would she choose to stay safe within the secrecy of her race
她是否会选择保守她是犹大人的秘密
Or would she choose to obey Mordecai this time
或听从莫迪改
Where would she stand?
她该如何做选择?
Will she go along with the flow of what things are happening, or will she now take matters into her own hands?
她是否会随波逐流或擅自处理?
Now, Esther's response to Mordecai should not be interpreted as a refusal to him.
我们不该视以斯帖对莫迪改的回应为拒绝。
Rather, she is just simply letting him know the odds of her success if she was to obey him.
她只是让他知道她成功的可能性。
For someone so familiar with insider information about the palace as Mordecai, what Esther says subtly, Mordecai understands very deeply.
以斯帖精通宫殿内部情况，所以他微妙的说法，莫迪改却非常了解他的意思。
对不起，是莫迪改明白。Okay. So Esther then states as Mordecai knows that nobody can approach the king without being summoned.
以斯帖说，据莫迪改所知，若不蒙召擅入内院见王的，无论男女都被致死。
Anyone who approaches without summon is at the mercy of the king to spare his life.
他的性命将任王处置。
But we already know what the king thinks about disobedience to his laws.
但我们已知道王是如何对待不服从他的人。
The deposed former queen Vashti, that was the clear example for us already.
被废除的前女王瓦什提就是很清楚的例子。
Furthermore, and perhaps most importantly, it has been 30 days since Esther last saw the king.
此外，以斯帖已有30天未见王了。
Apparently, 5 years into the marriage, the king's desire for her has already cooled.
事实上，婚后5年，王对她的想望已冷淡了。
Now, 1 month of absence may seem like a short time to us.
一个月不见面也许对我们来说是很短的时间。
But try multiplying that with thousands of concubines in the harem daily fighting for the king's fancy.
但是设想还有成千位妃子争夺国王的喜悦。
Esther may have the prestigious title now.
以斯帖或许有名望。
But in the palace, the real thing of worth is the king's attention.
但是在宫殿里，真正讲究的是得到国王的宠爱。
Now Mordecai, the one who knows all this insider information, he would know that this is what Haman has in great abundance over anyone else, including Esther.
莫迪改也知道这是哈曼现在所拥有的。
He has the king's attention.
他有王的宠爱。
Now, therefore, it is very likely that the ruthless King Xerxes will not extend the golden scepter if the queen's death will somehow be expedient to his other interests, for example, Mordecai's interest.
凶狠的耶哈随卢王很可能不会向以斯帖伸出金杖，因为王后的死能够让哈曼得到利益。
Yeah, so she got it right. It's Haman's interest. Sorry. So this is the reality, therefore, is presented.In Esther's reply to Mordecai,
以斯帖在回复中反映了这个现实。
She is telling him the true risk that's involved.
他在跟他讲真正的危险。
So Esther's analysis of the situation therefore has tilted her decisions towards keeping silent.
经过对情况的分析，以斯帖比较倾向保持沉默。
It's not that she wouldn't obey Mordecai. It's simply, you know, rather risky and useless.
不是她不愿意服从莫迪改，而是这项任务极危险又很可能根本无效。
Now Mordecai understands her reply.
莫迪改了解她的处境。
Which is why he now analyzes the other option on the table.
也促使他向以斯帖分析另一个选择。
Now interpretation of Mordecai's reply is very dependent on a very specific phrase.
莫迪改的回复关键于
And that is the phrase in chapter 4 verse 14 For if you remain silent at this time Relief and deliverance for the Jews Will arise from another place
莫迪改的回复关键于第四章十四节此时你若闭口不言犹大人必从别处得解脱蒙拯救
So this it has been traditionally suggested That this phrase another place This is anallusion to God.
别处传统的说法是指上帝。
You know, if you remain silent, then relief and deliverance will arise from this another place, meaning arise from God.
如果你保持沉默，然后拯救就会从上帝而来。
But this interpretation is problematic because now it seems to set up this stark contrast between the divine deliverance and the deliverance that might come from Esther.
但是这个讲解是有漏洞的，因为他对神的拯救和以斯帖可能带来的解救之间做出明显的对比。
If you interpret another place as God, it would seem to imply that, you know, Esther's deliverance therefore does not come from God.
这暗示以斯帖的拯救不是从上帝而来的。
And this would go against the whole theme of the book, that Esther's position, her actions, they are all the outworkings of divine deliverance.
这将违背了以斯帖书的主题，就是神的旨意在以斯帖的位置和行动中运行。
And it's also equally unlikely that another place here refers to, you know, some other possible, plans for human deliverance.
同样的，别处也不太可能是指其他人的拯救计划。
If we have been following the build-up of the story so far, you know, in highlighting, for example, the character of the king in chapter 1, the good fortune and, you know, seeming, providence of, for Esther in chapter 2, and then later the position of Haman's, the power of Haman's position in chapter 3, it makes it rather hard to imagine that there could be any other possibility of deliverance.
到目前为止，故事在第一章说到王的性格，第二章说到以斯帖的好福气，第三章哈曼的地位和力量，很难想象还有其他的可能性。
But the most convincing arguments against the idea that another place refers to some other possibilities is that it, Mordecai continues to say that you and your, if deliverance comes from another place, then you and your family will perish.
但是最可信的论点是，如果莫迪改有更有把握的办法，就没有理由说你和你父家必灭亡。
Because we will imagine that any deliverance, you know, that coming for the Jewish people will surely also include Mordecai and Esther as well.
犹大人的拯救计划也肯定将包括以斯帖和莫迪改。
Therefore, I personally think that the best interpretation of this phrase is not as a positive statement as seen, for example, in NIV, but rather a rhetorical question demanding a negative answer.
所以我认为这段经文的解读不是一个正面的声明，而是一个为引来否定答复的问题。
So how do we phrase this phrase? Mordecai is stating plainly to Esther that if she were to remain silent, will relief and deliverance for the Jews arise from another place?
莫迪改是在对以斯帖说，如果你保持沉默，犹大人能从别处得到解脱和拯救吗？
Will deliverance and relief for the Jews come from another place? The answer is of course no.
以斯帖当然知道答案是不。
Esther knows that. And when that happens, the family of Esther, including Mordecai, they will perish.
那时以斯帖家包括莫迪改将灭亡。
Now Esther might think that, I will escape because I'm in the king's house.
以斯帖也许会认为，因为他在宫殿里，他能够逃脱。
But Mordecai is hinting to her that when the persecution gets intense, how long can her close relationship with Mordecai be hidden?
但是当迫害更强烈时，他与莫迪改的密切关系能隐藏多久呢？
Mordecai himself certainly will not have any sympathy for this cousin if she betrays her people.
莫迪改绝对不会对背叛他的人民的表妹有任何的同情。
And so both options are equally risky, and once again they have been brought forth, in front of Esther.
这两个选择都同样的危险，以斯帖必须做出决定。
The crux of the matter lies in Esther's queenship.
事情的要害在于以斯帖做王后的位置。
And Mordecai concludes for herThat who knows, but that you have come to the royal position for such a time as this.
莫迪改总结，焉知你得了王后的位分，不是为现今的机会吗？
And this question is the closest that the Masoretic text Esther comes towards talking about God in our story of Esther.
这是 MT 的以斯帖书最清楚地谈论到上帝的一处。
Mordecai is suggesting that it is the divine plan.That she is queen during this time of crisis.
莫迪改的意思是，让以斯帖在危机的时候做王后是神的计划。
And therefore, the question that she has to decide for herself is this:
她必须做出决定。
Is she made queen so that she can be safe instead of the others?
她做王后是否以便自己可得救
？Or is she made queen so that she might save her people?
或是以便她能救她的人民？
This is the question she has to decide.
她需要自己决定。
And judging by Mordecai's response, he of course thinks that it's the latter. She is made queen so that she might save the others.
从莫迪改的回应，他当然认为是后者。
Her royal position is for service to her people and not self-serving.
以色列的王位是为服务他的人民，不为了自己的利益。
Now the response of Esther tells us clearly where she makes her stand.
以色列的反应明显地告诉我们她的立场。
From listening to the instructions given to Mordecai, we see now from the beginning that she was listening to the instructions from Mordecai. Now she gives instruction to Mordecai as queen.
从听莫迪改的指示，她现在以王后的身份指示莫迪改。
And she asked for a very extreme form of fasting for 3 days, night or day they must fast.
她请求非常严厉的禁食。
Time is of the great urgency here.For this severe fast, because now she will go to the king.
时间非常紧迫，因为她将去朝见国王。
Her commanding actions to fast also tells us that now she knows it is God who has made her queen.
她权威的指示告诉我们，她知道是上帝让她做王后。
She will now go against the flow.
她将逆流而行。
She will now act in her own accord.
她将独自行动。
She will now choose this path, even if.She is to die.
她将选择这条道路，即使丢了性命。
Now I'm very impressed with this, the brevity of this narration to, in today's passage.
我很佩服这段经文简短的叙述。
It illustrates to us how Esther comes into action in just 4 simple exchanges with Mordecai.
它说明以色列如何在四段简单的交锋后采取行动。
It flows from the conveying of the news to the laying out of the options.
从传达信息到衡量选择
From the calculating of the risk to the announcing of a decision
从计算风险到宣布决定
Although the storytelling flows very naturally The final action of Esther is anything but natural
虽然叙述得很流畅以色列最终的行动是非自然的
It is a death-defying action intentionally against the law
是违背法律违抗死亡的行动
And this is way actionAnd not 无为，
这是为而不是无为。
Christianity teaches us that there isn't a perfect, harmonious nature for us to abide by.
基督教教我们，我们没有一个完善和谐的自然能遵守。
Instead, we are all part of God's creative force that to have dominion over nature.
相反的，我们是上帝创造的一部分，为统治自然。
As Christians, we acknowledge that there is true evil.
我们承认有邪恶。
And we vow to bring order over chaos.
并发誓在混乱中带来秩序。
Deliverance over suffering.
困苦中带来拯救。
And peace over persecution.
迫害中带来和平。
Like Esther, we know the risks before us are enormous.
像以色列一样，我们知道这意味着很大的风险。
The risk is enormous because the world often chooses to remain status quo.
因为世界经常选择保持原来的状态。
But we must see that if this path leads to destruction,
但是如果那条路导致破坏
like a path of sin or a path of increasing ecological imbalance,
像罪的捆绑或生态中的不平衡
we must act, we must do in order to bring about true transformation.
我们必须行动才能带来改变
Greater responsibility supersedes concerns over personal survival.
我们的责任远超过于对个人生存的关心。
As Rambo would say,
正如 Rambo 所说
Live for nothing or die for something.
你可以选择不为任何东西而活或为某事而死。
It's your call.
决定在于你。
This is the spirit of Martin Luther King.
这就是马丁路德的精神。
He sacrificed his life to bring about racial equality in America.
他牺牲性命为美国带来种族平等。
This is the spirit of Jesus Christ.
这是耶稣基督的精神。
He gave his life so that we may be free from sin and death.
他给了我们他的生命，让我们脱离罪和死。
And this should be the spirit of Jubilee Church as well.
这也应该是禧年堂的精神。
We are gathered every week here to remind and encourage one another of our calling.
我们聚集是为提醒彼此我们的使命。
And as Christians, we are not called to 为所欲为 you know, act whatever we like.
身为基督徒，我们不为所欲为，随心所欲的行动。
We are called to 见义勇为 to act according to the righteousness of God.
相反的，我们应见义勇为，以上帝的公义而行动。
May God give you strength that is from above.
愿上帝给你们力量。
A spiritual power to speak boldly.
一个属灵的力量，大胆的说话。
To act boldly.
大胆的行动。
And to die boldly.
和大胆的死。
Let us pray. Our Father in heaven.Lord, we thank you because, Lord, you have given us Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ who came to die for us, showing us the way to live. Lord, let us also commit our lives to one another in this community. Every week we come here encouraged, but also serving one another. So that, Lord, we may, in our sacrifice to our brothers and sisters, Lord, we live this true life that you have given us.And following the courage of Esther, Lord, we learned to act out this will, your will, to bring about true peace in this world. All this we ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.